Brad with a another Take It Back Thursday. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, sir. I'm very nervous when I met you the very first time. You're at Q Auto opening up for the store, and I just got off of work for Pizza Hut.
Yeah, sorry. I've never. I've actually never been to Q Auto, sir.
The Q Auto part? Yeah, the Q. The store that they just opened up that they sell new cars.
I worked that gig.
It was in Brandon.
Yes,
I did. I was at that gig. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, so what happened?
Okay. Well, I'm shorter than Spanish, so I wanted a shirt, right? So you didn't have any shirts big enough. Or small enough for me, so you get me.
You know, guys, I'm pulling the plug. I'll Take It Back Thursday.
All right, finally.
I'm sorry. No pictures, no medium T-shirts.
No. Listen, you gave me this XXX shirt. Then I wanted all the swag that I could get. And as I was getting it all, you tried to give me a picture. And then I dropped all the swag, and all you guys laughed at me. And then all I wanted was the picture. So I asked you, where could I get this picture from? And you just kind of laughed at me and said, good luck on the bone. As you were laughing at me while I was walking away in Pizza Hut uniform.
Oh, what? Wait, hold on one second. Whoa. What, I thought he was making it up.
There's
but
a
now
lot going on.
I think he's kind of serious. So let me play the very important Take It Back Thursday music.
Oh, snap. It looks like you might have to take it back. It's Take It Back Thursday.
Okay. So to recap, Pizza Hut guy in uniform shows up at our Q Auto gig in Brandon. Pizza Hut guy wants a small shirt, but all we have is a triple XL. So we give him the triple XL. Pizza Hut guy then takes all the swag we have on our table, which we love when people do, and then drops all of the swag, which is going to make anybody laugh. So we laugh. Where did we go wrong?
Well, then y'all decided to take a picture of me, and I was really wanting to have that picture. So as of all the stuff that was on the floor, I was trying to pick it up, and I was asking you, hey, where can I get this picture at? Because I like to post it on the wall.
Yeah.
And you're like, go look on the bone. Good luck for you. And as I was walking away, y'all wouldn't stop laughing at me.
Did you check the website?
Because that's where we put our pictures. We don't email pictures right away. The bone people, they have good cameras. So we post them up on the website. It's what we tell everybody.
A fake picture. I think it was a fake setup, a fake picture, because you had this fake little microphone thing like you're pretending to talk to me with this goofy-looking face on your face, and I felt so horrible that you did that to me. And I was so nervous. I was sweating.
A goofy-looking face on your face.
What fake microphone thing?
I don't know what he's talking about. A goofy-looking face on my face.
I'm digging through the annals of our remote pictures to see if I can find this guy's picture.
Yes, if you could find that.
Look for the pizza guy on the ground with a bunch of people laughing like hyenas. So what am I taking back? The fact that we only post the event photos on our website? The fact that we laughed at you? The fact that you work at Pizza Hut? What are we supposed to take back here?
How about everything? Because I almost cried when I left. Because I was so excited to meet you. I didn't want to get your autograph. I didn't want to shake your hand. However, what was really weird is you touched me, which really put me in a different position.
Okay. Touched you where?
Yeah, what is going on?
This is different.
You grabbed my arm and you like took this microphone and you're like, hey, buddy, what's going on? And then the picture was taken and all the swag dropped. And you and I forgot who else was there just started laughing.
I was there.
Yeah. John, do you have any recollection of this happening? Not that we remember every Pizza Hut guy who asks for a small T-shirt and drops everything like a klutz. But
not vividly.
Yeah, hey. Guy, if you're not playing a bit here, then I don't know what to tell you, man. If you are playing a bit.
I promise it's not a bit. If there's a way I could get on that line and try to find the picture, because y'all got a lot of pictures on there. I just don't know how y'all set it up or if y'all do it by date or not.
What can we do to make this right? I want to help bring this to a nice resolution.
There's nothing.
Nothing.
Just say you're sorry so I can stop crying over this every night.
Okay.
See,
it's real simple. Real simple.
Okay. If this is what it takes to get you a good night's sleep, I am sorry that we laughed at you when you clumsily, like a fool, like a jackass, dropped everything in your hands. Stupid.
And you didn't. The 3X shirt. Who wears the 3X shirt other than Mike?
A lot of our listeners do.
Now, why you gotta take Mike's girth? Right, exactly. Have you seen the bone? You gotta make fun of Mike's weight. You gotta call me a goofy face. You got an agenda here, little guy.
I don't have an agenda.
You do, tattoo. All right. So listen. Yeah, just go run around. Go de-playing. I'm sorry if it hurt your feelings that we laughed at you when you clumsily dropped everything like a tool.
And I remember somebody saying, oh, that was so great as I was walking away.
Yeah, we probably did.
Oh, that was so great.
And you cry about this every night.
I don't cry about it, but I do think about it.
You did say cry earlier.
Stop thinking about it, man. Let it go. Clumsy things happen, bro. But listen, I'm sorry if we hurt your feelings at an event. I would say it'll never happen again, but it probably is going to because you're clumsy and you're going to drop something. But I am sorry that you got your feelings hurt at a bone event.
All right, Drew. I appreciate it, and I take it full response. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I feel better now.
Chris, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hi, Drew. I've got a Take It Back Thursday for you.
All right, that sounds great. Hold on 1 second. Let me just play the Take It Back Thursday music, the alternate theme for you. 1 second. Here we go.
I am so sorry for that outburst.
Maybe it's time to take it back. It's Take It Back Thursday.
Sorry is all that you can say. Years gone by.
All right. What's up?
First, I apologize for my horrible connection, I imagine.
No, dude, it is totally fine. Don't you worry about a damn thing. It's good, man. What's up?
Sure. Anyways, back at the Bones first Real Raw Open, you were walking around, and you were going, I imagine, to the bar, and I saw you, and I was like, hey, you know, Mr. Garabo, nice to meet you. Would it be okay if we get a pic? And you're like, yeah, sure, hang on 1 second. I'll be right back.
Oh, boy.
So I kind of hung out, waited, and I watched you take your beverages and go back and sit with Dio and a few other people. I just kind of waited patiently for about 30 to 45 minutes, and I guess you had either forgotten or saw me out the side of your eye, and you looked kind of inconvenienced and disgruntled as you stood up and walked over, and we got a picture together using the surrounding bar lights, which you really couldn't see either of us.
What's this guy complaining about?
Everything sounded good up until where you took the picture with them, but it didn't come out nice enough.
So you waited. He waited 30 minutes for a bad picture.
Yeah. Hey, sorry your phone sucks, bro. I can't take that back. Sorry that your phone sucks.
I understand, but it was the disgruntled and it was the kind of the blowing off. And even though you're like, oh, please, at that time, granted, you weren't saying please come say hello, but it was, you know, please come say hello. And yet when I did, I kind of got strung out for half an hour to 45 minutes or shoveled off.
Oh, shoveled off.
Has it been hard for you to fully embrace the show since that moment?
It has, because I feel like Drew has changed, but my insights and my feelings for Drew remain the same. And I want them to change because I want to improve like Drew has improved. I don't want to be a dumb dick that hangs on to these feelings.
Oh, he's trying to let it go.
Well, if he was trying to let it go, he would have let it go.
Well, I mean, you know, we had a big let it go conversation last week.
True.
So it's easier or, you know, harder for others.
Here's the thing, man. If I can remember 2 years ago, it was late in the day. I think there was a rain delay for Pitbull Toddler, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right on that one?
No, this was the very first one with Andrew W. Kane, Pitbull Toddler. Oh. There wasn't any rain delay.
First one. Okay. All right. Because the second one, there was the Pitbull Toddler concert.
Yeah, it was bad weather. Yeah,
the first one. Oh, that's difficult to remember. I have no reason to doubt what you said. I have no idea if I forgot about you or whatever. Let me do this. I apologize if you're such an emotional little girl that you've been holding on to this for so long that you had to wait 30 minutes for a picture. You know you could have at any time just gone to the parking lot and lived your life without a picture of me.
Well, see, Drew, I was such a big fan, and I still am, but I was a big fan of how blunt you were with the callers. And you and I have even called before, or I've called before in the past, and you and I have had it out back when you were on at noon, and I still stayed a fan, and it's just something I just can't hold on to. You know, maybe I am a little girl deep down inside.
You are.
But it's feelings that we have.
We all are.
Let's do Redo Picture Day on the show.
Yeah, man. Like, well, you know, when you squint your eyes or you got your tongue hanging out in school and they make you do retakes, you want to come in for a retake so we can finally put this, what, 3 years, 4 years of angst that you've been dealing with to rest?
Have him catch you out at your next appearance.
That's an even better idea. He'll be at Topgolf for a fundraiser on Saturday night. Love to see you there. Love to see a picture opportunity there. Maybe see me at WrestleMania. I'll be wearing my shirt that says Mike Calta Show. I don't know what to tell you, guy. I would say it sounds like you're making it up, but clearly you're still hurt by this.
I would love to meet up with you at WrestleMania because I will be there as well, and I think that will be great because it combines our love for wrestling. I can move
this guy's
on.
Trolling.
No, he's not.
He's totally trolling. Totally trolling.
Well, I believe everything you said about you saying, "Hey, I'll get you in a second," and then being described. Everything sounded very Drew Garabo-esque.
Yeah, sure.
But y'all not combining the love though with wrestling. That's not
Well, we only know that Drew only has love for him and himself and you and SBK. Especially back with the dumb dick days, it was no matter what was going on or what your opinion was,
Drew was always correct, and I want to embrace this new Drew Garabo. I don't want to hold on.
You can't use language like that on the radio, man. Come on, don't do that.
No,
for
you
Christ's
cannot.
Sake. What is wrong with you that you would use such language?
I don't remember using that language. I'm sorry,
well, you know, you must have blacked out, and now I question your whole memory of the entire situation. Bad caller, fake news. Bye.
Oh.
What's up, Chris? How are you?
How are you?
I get a DM at like 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. Hey, Tom the Tree Man's looking for him. I'm like, well, here's my address. I'm sitting on the couch of my boxer shorts, my ball. Yes, what's up, Chris? How are you?
You were saying.
Take it back, sir.
Oh, all right. Let's give you the upbeat Tampa Tony version, sir.
Take it back. Take it back.
Oh, snap. It looks like you might have to take it back. It's Take It Back Thursday. You're making your back.
All right, what happened?
I said this was about a year and a half ago, but it might have been longer.
All right.
In your face.
All right. That was, by the way, we've been doing Drew Garabo live for like 2 or 3 years now, so I think it was probably longer.
Time flies when you're having fun.
That's right.
Sorry. We were talking about the R word, which we know what that is. I'm not going to say it because that's why I got called a dumb dick and hung up last time.
Okay.
So the R word, I said the R word, reading the sign. And you pretty much laid into me for a good 5 minutes.
Okay.
I took it well, but I'm still sad.
So you're sad because you said the word that you know that I don't like on the show, and I reacted in the way that you knew that I would react, just so we're on the same page here.
But it was an accidentally said it because
you did not accidentally
say it.
You said it purposely to get a rise out of me.
No, sir, I did not. I promise you I did not.
I promise you did.
Nah.
Okay, so what am I supposed to take back?
Just being, the normal dumb dick you were back in the day.
I was not the dumb dick, sir. You were the dumb dick.
No, you were the dumb dick for hanging up somebody and just don't want to talk to nobody with respect.
Why are you still listening, then?
Yeah.
Why am I still listening?
That's what he said.
It's a great show.
Damn right.
Just take it as that. You know, maybe participating is not your thing.
Right, exactly. Like, some people are meant to be spectators. Some people can get in the game. You, sir, you cannot get in the game.
Yeah, I guess you might be right.
I know, but thank you very much. I appreciate the phone
call. You're still a dumb dick, though.
I know. I'm well aware. And you're listening to a dumb dick on the radio, which says more about you. Take it easy, guy. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Listen, him saying the R word and you going off on him, I don't think that's anything ever you're going to take back.
No. Something, I'm an advocate. I believe in not using the R word. Hello, Greg. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hello. I'd like you to take back something you said on Facebook.
Ooh, now we're talking. All right. What did I say?
Way back. In your face days. Okay?
All right.
I think it might have been towards the end of your first year.
Whoa. We're going all the way back to like 2012, 2013 here.
Yeah, it was old.
All right.
You commented about, I was friends with you on Facebook, whatever account it was, I don't know, but you had mentioned Halloween candy. You said this time of year always sucks because the kids have your Halloween candy in the house and trying to stay away from it.
Okay.
So I commented on the post and said, yeah, what's even worse is that that the candy is like 70% off the next day at CVS, and the amount of candy you can get for $5 is ridiculous, and it's always so tempting.
Okay.
You just went in, both you and Mo actually went in, both feet right in my nether regions to rip my head off, and I didn't understand it, so I called you a shallow C word. And then you blocked me.
2 feet in the nether regions.
Hold the phone. There's a missing component to this.
No, and that's the reason why I was so miffed. But I realized I had spent too much time following the Facebook anyway, and I got a lot more work done because I own my own business, so it was cool.
All right, all's well that ends well. But hold on 1 sec. So you're telling me you made an innocuous post like you can get 70% off Halloween candy, and Maurice and I both went off on you, both feet to the nether regions?
Correct. And
what did we say?
Beside myself. That's what you say. Oh yeah, of course. I mean, you kind of, it was both you and Mo, and it seemed like you guys were playing off each other. But it was your Facebook. It wasn't the show.
What did they say?
So, what did we say?
You said that. Of course, it's too easy. You're an idiot for saying that you can find candy. Of course, you would find it cheaper the day after Halloween, and it didn't make much sense. And I was wondering what the hell happened because we'd had a number of positive what do you call it,
interactions
on Facebook. Yeah, interactions.
No way this
absolutely.
Is true.
I don't know if you could look it up. It's definitely a long time ago.
No, when people intentionally leave things out, just so you know, it makes a baby kitten die.
No, I didn't leave anything out. I called you a shallow C word. I mean, that's why you ended up blocking me. But, I mean, it was over a shallow C word.
So out of nowhere, Mo and Drew went off on you because you said candy was on sale the day after Halloween.
Correct.
You're a liar. You are lying so bad. You lying liar full of lies.
You are down here and say right to your eyeballs. You're like, wow, this guy's not lying. He's awesome.
You know, you're
amazing,
lying. You are lying. You are a liar.
No.
Well, here's what I believe.
You're a liar.
I believe you blocked him.
Right. Oh, I believe that.
I believe he called you a shallow.
Oh, I believe that too.
I feel like something's missing.
Yeah. How do you argue about candy?
Yeah. Let's take a replay. Here's what happens. Okay. I post. Boy, you know what sucks about Halloween is all this candy. I'm really trying to stay healthy. And then this guy makes a comment. Yeah, I know. And it doesn't make it easier that it's 70% off the next day. And then Mo and I both go, shut up, you freaking idiot. What the hell are you talking about? Shut up with your bit of honey. Shut up with your Hershey's. You're a stupid moron. And then you call me a shallow C and then I block you. In your opinion, that's
exactly
how that went down.
No, as a matter of fact, that's the way it went down. If I had if I had known how to use my smartphone and screen cap, I would have done it back in the day.
He's a liar.
You're so, round about tighter back in the day, Garabo.
I was wrong.
Admit it, Garabo. You've grown, but it hasn't been until recently. You've been a shallow C word for a long time.
But so, wait a minute. Is anybody taking anything back?
Not yet. We're working on it. I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I will. You're a liar. I'm sorry. I'm not taking anything back.
Well, you unblock him.
No. Oh, no. He's a liar.
You won't unblock him.
Hell no. Good God, no. He's a liar. You're a liar.
I saved so much time not dealing with reading your posts anyway, so it was much better for my life.
Yeah,
so,
you're lost, not mine. Yeah, you're a liar. You're a liar.
No, admit you're a liar.
You're a liar.
No,
you're a liar.
I'm gonna start playing some music and play you off until you.
Do it. I dare you. You're a liar. Play the music. See, you won't play because you're a liar. Liar. I've got the music, not you, liar. 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 Bye, liar. See you later, liar guy. You're a liar guy. Bye, Pinocchio. Bye, Pinocchio. I'm Timothy Cricket. I'm Timothy Cricket. You're a liar. You're a liar. You don't even own your own business. You're a freaking liar. Lying liar. Full of lies. Lies. You're a liar. Man, you can't write stuff like this. 727-579-1025. What's up, Seth? Not you, but Seth.
Hey, what's up, Drew?
What's going on, dude? That was so hilarious.
What is up, Seth? How you doing, buddy?
Man, alive.
I hear you. Shout out to Sam and Kevin, too, man. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you for everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Thank you. And thank you. Thank you.
All right.
What's up?
All right, I'm going to get to my point here. I tweeted at you not too long ago, either. You were called into the Calta show, and you talked something to the effect of canceling on them about something. And I said, I'm really off-color mean tweet to you saying that I cancel on the bone every day at 2:00. It was unnecessary, unfunny, and I apologize for it, and I feel very terrible about it now because the truth is I really don't cancel every day at 2:00.
Oh.
It's more like 5:30 when I get out of the truck.
Well, that's a 3.5-hour difference, my good man, and that hurts. I don't blame you
but
for
it's
it.
It's not intentional either, you know? It's, yeah. It's not like... No, I'm not doing it because, you know, I hate you guys, you know, because I really love the show, really. And I especially loved it back in the day with the, you know, in-your-face days. Like, it was really great, and I still love you guys.
Well, thank you.
You really got great content.
Why would you say something like that? Like, why, if you really feel that way, why would you say you cancel On the Bone every day at 2:00? This is my livelihood. This is my passion. This is how I feed my son.
What? What was that?
What?
I was really jealous because you get to go to
Calliope
and my grandma
with me. What is he saying? I can't understand a damn word. What did you say? What?
Oh, I'm sorry. You get to go to Calliope with your girl, and you know, I proposed that idea to my girlfriend, and you know, she's like, you know, she kind of, you know, she's working hard. You know, she's kind of put on the girlfriend 20. You know, like and. And
so wait, you got mad at me because you have a fat girlfriend? That's not fair. It's not my fault that she likes Oreos too much, dude. Like, why lash out at me because your girlfriend has no self-control?
That's exactly my point. There's no reason to get mad about that. And I apologize. I'm going to go delete that tweet. And I hope you guys have a great day.
Yes. This is the weirdest Take It Back Thursday that has ever been in existence.
Was it a full moon last night?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Maybe it's the pollen in the air.
Somebody tweeted and said he remembers the Halloween thing and that the guy's telling the truth.
I believe that happened. I just don't know if you would just go off on a guy. You would go off on a lot of stupid things back in the day, but somebody saying Halloween candy's on sale, I feel like something's missing.
There's a missing piece.
Yes.
There is a missing piece of candy somewhere.
Because not only did it make you go off on a guy, it made Mo jump in too, so right. There's something missing.
And Mo and I might have been ball busting, like maybe over the top, like this guy knows we're kidding ball busting.
Well Mo doesn't normally go in on people. He normally has fun with them, a good back and forth. You will just cut their head off. And push them off a bridge and then set their bodies on fire.
Take that back. Scott, what's up? Welcome to True Grumbo Live. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great, Drew. How are you?
Good, buddy. Thank you very much. What is this?
I love the show. Happened is last year, I don't know about Halloween, I had won tickets to the Wiz Khalifa Snoop Dogg show.
Oh, cool.
I expressed to you that I was visually impaired. I called back and asked you if you could send them to me, and you said, well, being that you're visually impaired, how about I just send you a tape and you can just listen to it and you wouldn't know the difference? So I want you to take that back.
That's a horrible comment. Did I really say that?
Yep. Yep. The jury has spoken.
I'm not laughing at them. I'm sorry. I should not have said that. That was a terrible thing to say. I'm sorry. I do.
All right, not a problem, Drew. I love the program.
Thank you,
can
pal.
You send me a bone sticker?
I'll tell you what. I'll send you a piece of paper. You want to?
Oh, Lordy. Hey, I'm looking real hard, but I can't see that happening.
Hey, how was the concert?
It was great, man. We did it up there, right there in front. You know, if you ain't got it, get the heck out of here, is what he was telling us. We enjoyed it.
Did you did you partake in the Devil's Lettuce at that show?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Did you ever worry that, like, when someone was handing you a joint, they were actually handing you their genitalia?
Oh, Drew, come on. You got to take that back, man.
Because I would totally do that.
I've got to.
Be like, hey, man, here, suck on this.
I braille everything out. I can tell the difference.
You sure? Because I can roll a joint that. Never mind. Thank you, man. I appreciate the levity, and I'm very sorry if I you sound like you got a great sense of humor. And
yeah, I do, man. I'll overlook it this time, Drew. If you send me a bone sticker.
Oh my God!
All right. John will send him a sticker.
Get this guy's address.
I love the program, guys.
Hey, there's a guy at your door right now with a bone sticker. Go get him. No,
fetch doggy.
Oh my God! I can't believe I said that. That's stupid.
Notice there wasn't much debate about that comment.
No,
took it back pretty quickly.
Yeah, no. If I know I did something bad, I will take it back immediately. I'm going to take one of these cold.
Oh boy,
I know. Drew Grabo Live. Hello,
Drew. You hung up on me. I need a bone sticker.
Drew Grabo Live. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's John. I wanted to talk about Drew about a whale sperm back in the day, man. Me and him talked about it.
I'm sorry. This is Drew. Did you say whale sperm?
Yeah, remember I talked to you and we were like, is it in a jar? Is it a, we couldn't remember what it's called.
Ambergris.
It was a vial. And like, yeah, it's a vial.
What the hell? What is happening? All right, hold on 1 second. Yeah, 1025 the bone, hello.
Drew, you hung up on me again.
I'm just putting you on hold, bro. John will get to you. True Grumbo Live, go ahead.
Hey, Drew, this is Kayla.
Hi, Kayla, what's up?
I was the one that just tweeted at you telling you that Greg wasn't lying to you.
Okay, yeah, okay, so the Halloween thing. Please tell me how this went down.
Okay, so I don't want to put myself on speakerphone because I know that that's like radio caller rule number one, not
Thank
put
you.
Yourself on speaker.
Thank you.
But if you're on your Facebook page, you can type in Drew Grabo Halloween or Drew Grabo Candy, and it comes up from a post in 2013, and you can literally see the entire comment thread.
Wow.
Okay, 2013. Hold on 1 second. I really wish my wife would find a better hiding place for the Halloween candy. I need protection
That's
for
it.
Myself. Can't hide, cannot resist M&Ms. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Damn it, the hell. Okay, here we go.
Will it all come up on your page, Drew, because you have that guy blocked?
It should.
Yeah.
It will come up on his, but not yours.
Yeah. His name's Matthew, right?
Greg.
Okay, because I have a Matthew blocked for whatever reason. Okay, Greg, here we go. Greg first said, okay.
Best worst idea ever was how his comment started.
Here's his comment. Best worst idea for you, Drew Garabo. The day after Halloween, the candy at drugstores gets marked down about 80%. $5 worth of candy damn near makes you a diabetic. And then in all caps, I said, no way, really? They marked down candy the day after Halloween? Thank you, sarcasm font. And he said, then stop airing your dirty laundry on FB.
Here we go.
And I said, aw, somebody got butt hurt because he pointed out information that everybody already knows. Call the Whambulance. That's funny, Whambulance. And then he said, ha ha, cute as a dick, Drew. Thanks. You find dicks cute? Interesting. What's wrong with that, Drew? Oh, nothing. I support your right to marry. That's what I thought. If only you had thought before posting information everybody already knows, you would have been spared ridicule this morning. Better luck next time.
Let me just break in. These are all happening at 7:30 in the morning. All these posts are going back. What the hell, Drew? You just woke up ready to go.
Yeah, he had his coffee. He's good to go.
Which is what is, it's weird because I don't see where he called me a shallow C.
Oh, it's coming up.
Is it? Because I've got all the comments there, and that was it. Like it ended with him saying, "Do you see shallow C anywhere on your end?"
Okay. I didn't read all the way down. I just saw his start, and then you like kind of launched right into him, and I was like, I don't know about this. And then I called because I didn't want you guys to move on from the segment without showing you how to look it up.
Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate you helping us find closure. I'm still okay with everything I said, but and I don't see like why it escalated. I don't know why he made up calling me a shallow C, which he never did, but.
I didn't see Mo in there either.
Yeah, Mo's not anywhere in there, which there were elements that he fabricated. So he is a liar. I stand on that. Thank you, Kayla. I appreciate that. I would have been wondering about that all night long.
Have a good night.
You too.
Maybe Mo is very regretful and he deleted all of his posts.
Mo, unlike myself, shows remorse when he goes unnecessarily off on someone.
So when you were doing the In Your Face show, you would just wake up unhinged, just ready to attack anybody?
If I may peel back the curtain a little bit, I felt like I should be consistent, and I felt like I should, I should be consistent and be in your face with Drew Garabo on Facebook as well as real life. And, that hasn't changed a lot. If you get me in the morning, I'm going to say some horrible things.
So do you take it back?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. Good God, no. I mean,
have you taken anything back today at all?
Yeah. Okay. The blind thing,
That's it, though.